Welcome to Arkansas Talent Conversations. I'm your host, Kevin Yares. Every week on Arkansas Talent Conversations, we spotlight and present members of the Arkansas Talent Database. Our conversations include artists, actors, independent filmmakers, along with other arts and entertainment professionals here in the state of Arkansas. From Low Gap Media, outside Clinton, Arkansas, this is Arkansas Talent Conversations. Our guest today is Lee Wood, Executive Director of the ACAC, the Arkansas Community Arts Cooperative. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What prompted the beginning of the ACAC?
Well, it was really just a group of like-minded kids. There were kids. It started in 2001. And it was born out of really a bunch of musicians that wanted a place to play. There used to be a place in Little Rock called Das Jutze Go-Go, which was this sort of little ramshackle club that this couple started. And of course, you know, it wasn't up to code and it wasn't legal or anything, but it had great punk shows there. And mm-hmm. it really started to get this following. And it was a community place. And of course, then they got shut down. And so the idea was to keep that going, but to try to make it legitimate, basically. And it was grassroots musicians, and then in came visual artists, and then in came, you know, filmmakers, and it just started to grow. Just a group of like-minded, creative, young people at first, and making opportunities for themselves that didn't exist anywhere else, basically.
Now, they applied for nonprofit status. Was that in 2002 when that began?
That was in 2002. Uh-huh. And didn't get a space for another 5 years, basically. So we're putting together events all over town in various churches and at Vino's and other, you know, house shows, all kinds of things. So they were covered all over the city for the first 5 years of their nonprofit life. Yeah.
So it basically began as a virtual presence, and wherever they could find a venue, they would set up events and
exactly
create local happenings, so to speak, for art.
Yeah, exactly. And usually multimedia, you know, if they were going to put together an art show, well, why not have some music as well? And well, why not maybe also have an installation? And then doing events that just were unusual that no one else did in town, you know, burlesque shows, sort of women-centered burlesque shows, or drag shows, or rock and roll proms where everyone, you know, dressed up and they had door prizes and really kind of fun, creative events that you couldn't go to anywhere else and that brought all these people together. You know, there was some element that brought these creative people together.
That sounds wonderful. So moving on into around 2007, they actually garnered their first residence, so to speak, an actual brick-and-mortar presence.
Yes. Yeah. That was on South Main Street. It was at 1419 South Main. The Arkansas Sustainability Network was there for a little while afterward. A great little storefront. And they were able to have the same kind of art shows, and the community skills workshops really grew out of that. You know, if they were in a place for long enough that they could schedule workshops and they would know that they had a place that they could hold them. And, but it wasn't great for music. There was an apartment upstairs, and they couldn't have the loud live music, and music was the central sort of, you know, post of the thing.
Right.
So that's why, you know, we were there for only about less than a year, but it was a great place in South Main. You know, there's a big push for South Main and Little Rock to be an arts district, SOMA, and there's been a big push for it. And it was great that we were there because we got to participate in some of the parades up and down the street. We had a great giant puppet workshop where we involved a bunch of kids, and then we got to parade the giant puppets down the street, stuff like that. So it was a good way to connect with that community. And it was a great space, but we're such a multimedia organization that we needed something that would work for having drums and guitars.
Right. We're here with Lee Wood, the Executive Director of the Arkansas Community Arts Cooperative, or the ACAC. So moving on into 2008, the ACAC received an expansion grant from the Arkansas Arts Council.
That's correct.
And now you're in a larger facility, and that's at 900 South Rodney Parham.
That's right.
And it sounds like things have just actually exploded now for the ACAC.
They really have. We have sort of broke our head through to the world of legitimate non-profit arts organizations, and we're in a big space at the very tail end, the south end of Rodney Parham, near Canis Park. It was a Gallery B. It was a gallery before we were there. And it's a great space because it's basically a big wide open room. And one night it's a music venue. Last night it was a music venue. Today it was it's a art gallery. You know, it's a meeting space. We have poetry readings. We'll turn it into a movie theater and have film screenings. And it has a bar, and it's just been really good for us, and it has allowed us to branch out and include all of our members who do all of these different creative things. So we've got one space where all of that creativity can take place.
Well, part of that grant, too, is also now you're allowed to have a part-time afford a part-time employee because of the grant also, right?
That's correct.
So that really helps to keep the place maintained, and although you're still always looking for volunteers, and we'll talk about the membership here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
But now with the new space, and it's almost, I won't say it's a permanent space because you folks are renting this.
Right.
But it also allows for space rental also, where people can come in if they want to have an art show. They can work with the ACAC and exhibit their own pieces of work, correct?
Absolutely. That's correct. You know, our mission is to provide resources and opportunities to artists in the community. And the biggest resource that we have right now to offer is that space. We have rentals. Our members rent the space 3 to 4 times a week and do anything from host bands to putting on their own art shows, to having private parties. And it's nice because the rental fee is low enough. We keep it low so that it really is available to people who wouldn't have that opportunity anywhere else. So it's great. It's a great space that could be used for, you know, emerging artists, student artists, you know, people who wouldn't be included in the gallery community quite yet, or they wouldn't be able to get their band booked at a big venue in town yet. So it's nice. It's a community space where people get exposed to things they wouldn't normally get exposed to, and they get the opportunity to have a art and music show when they wouldn't get to. So it's an interesting place for me to be there every day. I see something completely different every single day in that space. It's a testament to how many talented people are in Central Arkansas.
Right. I'll agree with that. So actually, January of this year, 2010, it really helped kick off where you're starting a lot of new programs. You're starting to exhibit month-long artist exhibits also.
Yeah. It's such a great gallery space that we decided we really wanted to keep art up as much as possible. So starting in January, we started First Friday art opening. So the first Friday of every month, we have an opening, and it's usually from 7 to 9. And, January we exhibited Rachel Thompson's work, and she works in a lot of different media. She's a watercolorist and a pastel, artist. And also she does these really fabulous drip paintings. But she's a student, and she didn't really have that many other opportunities. So it was a great first opening for us to sort of display what we wanted to do with it. And then we had Jose Hernandez, who goes by the name Chemex. He's a board member, and he does amazing graffiti painting, and he actually painted a mural all on the inside of our building. And it was up for a month, and then we had to paint over it, and now we have an exhibition by Kat Wilson, these really large format, beautiful portraits of people in their homes with their things sort of intricately arranged around them. So it's completely different month to month. Coming up, we'll have Henson Fly, who has told me he's going to turn the entire inside of the space into an installation. So it should be pretty interesting.
That sounds really wild.
Yeah.
So every month now you have a new show plan for pretty much all throughout the year.
Pretty much. Actually, I think we're booked through the end of 2010, but you know, that means we'll start booking for 2011 really soon.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, that,
for your new center and in such a short period of time once you were there also. That's Lee Wood is our guest on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Also, the big thing here, too, at the ACAC at 900 South, Rodney Parham, is also, at its core, it's an artists and musicians resource center also, is it not?
Absolutely. I do think you're right. I mean, that is it at its core. It's it's the physical representation of our mission. You know, we're here to provide resources and opportunities to artists and to community members, especially those who wouldn't normally have access. So we use that space and we use our programming to reach people who maybe, you know, have never experienced anything like that before. And going back to the very beginning of the organization, you know, some of these music shows that we went to as younger kids, you know, like some of us 16, 17, 18 years old, they changed our lives. So it's that idea of let's keep this going. Let's make things available so that if some kid comes in or someone at any age comes in and sees something that they think is amazing and they've never seen it before, that it could change their life. It could take their life in a totally different direction.
Right. I feel that with schools, and we'll get into that a little bit later about arts and schools, but I want to kind of keep up on this theme of the other than just exhibiting artworks, what the ACAC also provides is you have a series of community skill workshops where you're bringing young people in to learn various techniques of the arts.
Absolutely,
also.
Yes. And we're actually going to have those scheduled for each quarter of 2010. We gave ourselves some wiggle room. We're starting in April, so we'll start in the second quarter of the year. And the workshop schedule is actually being put together right now. But in the past, we've hosted workshops that have covered anything from break dancing to screen printing to sewing to guitar. So, and it's really driven by our members. Members of the ACAC tell us, I'd really like to teach a class on writing poetry. And other people come to us and say, I really want to learn how to do this. And, so we're able to sort of put the wants of the teacher and the needs of the student together. And we're going to have them going all year long in these quarterly community skills workshops. And they'll be in our space at Rodney Parham. And, I wish I could tell you what the first schedule is going to be, but they're actually setting it this week, I think. I do know that there's a demand for screen printing. Screen printing's always been one of our most popular workshops. But we also have supplies available. You know, we'll probably do a mural workshop sometime this year. That's really a priority of ours. We have this building, and it is in a kind of highly visible place, and we really want to paint the outside of it. So,
gotcha. All right.
Yeah, you can look for that maybe in late summer. We're thinking about doing a mural workshop.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a big time lot of fun, especially for a lot of the young people to be able to get involved with things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have an amazing artist who wants to teach younger people who may already be interested in maybe tagging or graffiti, you know, that there's a legal way to do it and there's a way to do it so that it is permanent. You know, he wants to teach people about the social history of muraling and about preparing the wall correctly and how to dispose of all your stuff environmentally friendly. So the whole aspect of muraling, we really want to cover it. Plus, you know, we've got four big walls we want to cover.
Right.
So
now, is this a two-story building or a single story?
It's a single story.
But it's still, that's a lot of wall space.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's a lot of wall space. We're going to take a short break with our guest, Lee Wood. We're back, and we're speaking with the executive director of the Arkansas Community Arts Cooperative, Lee Wood, here on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Lee, back in the first part, we were talking about part of the community skills workshops that are there and the membership drive and the members. But the people that teach these workshops, they're very well experienced. They're professionals, are they not? I mean, they're people who have spent many years in the arts.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're usually people who teach workshops in other capacities as well. But one of the things that is distinctive about our workshops are that we try to keep the cost very low. So a lot of the people who come and offer to teach classes for us either do it by donating their time or at a really low fee, much lower than they usually would charge. And that helps us, again, to expose people who may not have access to this in other ways to learn some skills and to be around other like-minded creative people. And but they're, you know, these are people who've been doing this forever, and they're from all walks of life, and they have skills that range, you know, like I was saying, from, you know, breakdancing to banjo is kind of the way I've been putting it these days, because it covers almost every sort of little artistic skill, but things that you may not normally think about. You know, I would love to learn how to break dance. I wouldn't know where to go to learn. And, you know, we're going to offer something like that.
Right. And that takes me to my next question. The membership, it sounds like there's a very broad artist community that are members of the ACAC.
Absolutely. Yes. There are people who are teenagers, and then there are people who are retired and probably, you know, in their 60s. And everyone in between. And there are professional artists, and there are emerging artists, and there are people who are kind of like me that love the arts and want to support it. You know, it's not all just people who create things. It's also people who are interested in being in it, want to support it, and just like to be involved in the creative community. But it's large, and it blows me away how many creative people are around and the kind of work that they're doing.
Now, as being a member of the ACAC, are there dues involved, and how would one person go about wanting to become a member for the ACAC?
Well, there are three basic types of membership.
Right.
There's a volunteer member. We offer that. If you will give us 10 hours of your time every month, you can be a volunteer member of the ACAC. And there are all kinds of different ways, you know, that you can help. Anything from painting the wall to doing some data entry work for us to working an event at the door or something like that. There's the basic contributing membership is a $20 membership due for a year-long membership. That gets you discounted admission to some of our events, and it allows you to rent our space, and you'll get sort of inside information about what's going on within the cooperative. The sustaining membership is a membership that we're really pushing this year during our membership drive, because these are members who give $5 or $10 a month, usually through, you can do it online through PayPal, or you can set up an automatic bank draft. It's like an iTunes account, basically, you know, or if you pay your bills online, it's kind of like that, where $5 or $10 comes immediately out of your bank account. And we're pushing this because it's a reliable source of income for the organization.
Right, exactly.
We know that every month we'll get a certain amount of money, and that really helps us to cover our building costs. It frees up the rest of the budget to do things like the workshops or the mural workshop or having a fashion show in June, that kind of thing. So that's really what we're pushing from January to June, trying to welcome 10 new sustaining members a month. And so far we're on track.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and you can do all of this by going to our website, acac.org, and click on join, and you'll get all this information about the different kinds of memberships, and also take you to a place where you can sign up to become a member.
And you were saying earlier that one of the benefits of being a member of the ACAC, and that's at acac.org, is you can rent the space very inexpensively.
Very, yes. Comparatively to other spaces and event spaces especially, it's a $50 rental fee to use the space for an event. If you want to do multiple events after your third time, It drops down to $30 to rent the space. If you become a sustaining member, both of those prices drop. I think it's $30 for your first rental, and then maybe it goes down to $25 after that. So there's another benefit of becoming a sustaining member. And there's also a freedom in it. You know, you really get to put together whatever kind of event you like. We've hosted a Chinese New Year party, you know, talking about making lanterns and letting them go up in the air. And next week, we're going to host another art party where people are bringing in their own art, and they're making performances while it's going on. We've had art being made during musical performances. So it's a very open, free environment, and it is affordable. I think it's open to a lot of people.
Our guest today is Lee Wood on Arkansas Talent Conversations. And one of the other things, too, when you do become a member, you can also become involved through board meetings also, correct?
That's correct. We do have an annual membership meeting that happens in January of every year. So we've obviously had the one for this year. But that's an opportunity for all of the members to get together and go over the financials of the organization, talk about what they'd like to see in the programming of that year, that kind of thing. And then we have monthly board meetings, and we have many committees as well. And you don't have to be a board member to serve on a committee. They're all volunteer, obviously. So one of my initiatives really is to hook people up with what they have an interest in. So, and you know, if you're interested in volunteering, if you have a passion for fashion and you want to, you really want to get involved with the local fashion scene, I can, you know, maybe get in touch with you and say, there's a fashion committee. They're putting together a show in June, and they need help. They need help with constructing garments. They need help finding models. They need help setting up the space. There's all kinds of different opportunities for people. So hopefully anybody that comes and has an interest in something could find a place and find a niche that would let them help out.
All right. So in a tune with just, you know, you're not just paying your money, but you're also able to give a voice to what's going to be happening there. You can set up your own happening at the ACAC. And so it truly is a community arts cooperative, because everybody gets a voice.
Absolutely.
As a member. It isn't like, well, I'm just put my money in and they're going to let me do anything. Everyone gets a voice on what they want to do. And you can rent the space, which you were, Lee drew me a diagram before this interview, and it's a large space.
It is, and it's highly adaptable. I mean, it can become anything you really want it to become, and it's a great resource. It is, like I was saying, probably the primary resource that we're able to offer people at this point. And we are a member-driven organization. We're the only arts co-op in Central Arkansas. So we really are run by and for our members. We're financially supported by our members. Our programming is selected and supported by our members. It's just kind of like I was saying about the workshops. Members come to us and tell us what they want. We put it together. So it is a reflection of what people are already doing in Central Arkansas. And I think that's why it's been around for so long. It's a great idea, and people need an organization like this here.
Right. I mean, it's well into its ninth year. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why that is because you really are you're allowing for a large creative outlet for the community.
Absolutely. And something that's a little different. You know, I think there's a gap between the established gallery community, the university, and the music venues downtown, and the theaters in town, which are all fantastic. But there needs to be, I think, an organization that is somewhat of a gateway into that established art scene, because they're not the easiest groups to immediately become a part of,
right,
or to get work into. And that's always what the ACAC that's been their driving mission, is to help people promote their own work, get involved in what they have a passion for. So we sort of fill that gap. And that's why we've existed for so long, because that needs to happen. There needs to be something to help artists move forward in their creative pursuits, whatever they may be. So it makes me happy every day to see what people are doing. And the artist I was telling you about who had his show in January just was booked at a gallery downtown for a 3-month show. So it's
wow.
Sort of shows you that we can help people, you know, progress on and really make a career out of what they do for their art.
Right. It's almost, as you go through the doors of the ACAC, it's almost a launching port where people can exhibit their works, regardless of what it is, as you said, for a very affordable price. And even as a member, you get to have a say on and to help promote the arts.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
we talked just a little bit briefly. We've got about 2 minutes here left to go.
Okay.
And you know, the need for community involvement in arts, and we were talking earlier about the arts in public schools and how we both, you know, it's kind of dwindling. It's kind of falling by the
right.
wayside.
Yeah.
Because there's the three R's involved there. But the ACAC has been around for about 9 years now, and it seems like they're starting to help fulfill a niche for the artistic creativity of the young people.
We certainly hope to do so, and especially through the workshops that we're putting together and other initiatives. You know, I think public schools are hurting so bad right now. I know that those programs are going to be cut even further than they've already been. And this is exactly why we exist, is to expose children to the arts where they, especially when they wouldn't get it, you know, and to do it at a low cost, to make it affordable, to make it accessible. And we certainly will continue to do that into the summer and the fall through our workshop. So especially that mural workshop, we really
right.
want to get some kids.
That sounds wonderful.
Involved in that.
We've got about 1 minute left to go, Lee. And what kind of, do you have any fundraisers coming up in the next few months? Cause we're going to try to make this a quarterly event with you and I and the ACAC. So have you got any fundraisers coming up here in the near future?
Well, we do. We're working on an interesting event. We want to put together an evening on the Arkansas Queen riverboat.
All right.
And we want to invite some female impersonators to perform on this riverboat.
Okay.
It's going to be called Drag the River, Queens on the Queen. And it's scheduled for May 15th. And it'll be a fundraiser in conjunction with our membership drive to help us, you know, go into the summer, into the workshop schedules with lots of funding, and to make it the best workshop quarter we can make. So
that sounds wonderful. Well, Lee, I want to thank you for speaking with us today on Arkansas Talent Conversations.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Arkansas Talent Conversations, a production of Logat Media. To find out more about Arkansas Talent Conversations and our guests, please visit the Arkansas Talent Database at www.arkansastalentdatabase.ning.com or visit Logap Media at www.logap.com. Until next time, Pekoi Laska Roost.